Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to everyone.
Yeah, it's still morning.
I have your name.
No, sir, you do not. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about why the Corps is here. Mark Cable, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Inland District. I am the Chief of Navigation in the Engineering Planning Branch, a position I've held since roughly 1986. So I've done a lot of dredging projects, a lot of projects in Maine over those years.
Can everyone hear him?
Well, come on.
Okay, I'll hold it a little closer.
There.
All right. First of all, there's been a number of statements made this morning about what is the project, what is not the project. The project the Corps has proposed is the project as DEP laid it out when we began. Proposing to dredge both for maintenance and improvement, the channel, turning basin, and maneuvering area at Searsport Harbor, and to place that material in two or three of the pockmarks in upper western Penobscot Bay. That is our only proposal. While we did examine the Rockland site, we are not proposing to use it, primarily because of the increased cost. At $8 million for the additional haul, that's two-thirds of the project cost. So that is why we are proposing the Penobscot Bay site for this project. I'm here at the request of DOT to speak to criteria number two. Whether this activity has been previously permitted or licensed. Certainly dredging is important to the state of Maine or any other coastal state in the country. The Corps of Engineers alone maintains more than 60 congressionally authorized projects in the state of Maine and more than 170 in New England. Dredging doesn't occur in every year on those projects, but it occurs in most years, both maintenance dredging and occasionally improvement dredging. Projects of this size do occur in the state. Portland Harbor, the Four River, is maintained on roughly a 15-year cycle. And over the last three maintenance operations there, the Corps has removed anywhere from just over 400,000 cubic yards up to 947,000 cubic yards in a single operation, disposing of that material at the Portland site. Portsmouth Harbor, which was approved by the states of New Hampshire and Maine for improvement dredging last year for a project that will probably be built in 2017, was 728,000 cubic yards. Maine DOT in Searsport, back in the late 1980s, dredged a project of over 560,000 cubic yards in Searsport that went to Rockland. This very project, the federal navigation project for Searsport, was last dredged in 1964-65 when the channel was deepened to 35 feet under congressional authorization. That project removed about 488,000 cubic yards, which was disposed of in the upper western bay in the general area now proposed for this project. So this has all been done before. And now it's time to do it again, to deepen Searsport, to maintain Searsport, so we can keep up with trends in the shipping industry. A couple of other points. With regard to criteria number three, yes, we put out public notices, both to satisfy the state requirements and to satisfy federal requirements under NEPA. Our purpose in doing that is to let the project be known to a wide array of people geographically. So we send notices not just to Searsport, but to all the towns around the Upper Bay. That was our only purpose in doing that. With regard to criteria number one, just a couple of items. Yes, where we dredge, we are going to remove material. Removing material removes whatever lives in the material. And where we dispose of that material buries that area and buries whatever is living in that area. But the Corps' assessment of impacts is that the immediate areas of dredging and the immediate areas of disposal will be impacted, and that other impacts outside those areas will be very temporary and minor. We do not anticipate that areas other than what we are dredging and disposing in will be impacted by the fisheries in the Upper Western Bay. Thank you for your time, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.